Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers, the men and women out there in the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, don't forget you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, the gang is ready to go, and we're ready to introduce Kyle Warren, the professor of politics from California, and here he is. And there they are.
And there they are.
And they're in a pretty good mood tonight because the Stanley Cup came back repaired. After they dropped it and squashed it, they bent the Stanley Cup. How do you bend the Stanley Cup, I ask?
Oh, I have no clue.
Well, they got it. They got it fixed, and they got it back again. So there you go. They had to send it to Canada to get it fixed. Mm-hmm. But anyway, all right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian nations. All right, now, moving along here, a lot of conversation tonight about Cuba. A lot of conversation. A lot of things going on about Cuba. As a matter of fact, our governor, Ron DeSantis, and the FCC commissioner, Mr. Carr, have been prodding President Biden to give them the green light to send internet to the beleaguered Cuban people. And when, in the case of Florida and Key West, all they got to do is turn the pads towards Cuba, and boom, they've got internet.
Yes, exactly right. And, Captain, that's the most important thing, at least one of the most important things that can be done, and that is to let the free flow of information get to the Cuban people and let them be able to in some way communicate with the outside world as well. That was it's a very good idea.
Yeah, and we're getting a question here from somebody asking about Cuba, about the boats. They know I'm an amateur radio operator, and they know that I've been monitoring shortwave and amateur radio to listen to what's going on. I've heard a lot of traffic back and forth, and it sounds like as if the American boats are making connections with Cuban boats, and the supplies are being transferred to the Cuban boats. Now, the problem is whether or not the Cubans, when they get into port, are being allowed to take that and distribute that stuff somewhere, or whether or not the Cuban government is taking the supplies from them.
Well, that's a very, very good question. Unfortunately, I think we probably err on the side that the Cuban authorities intercept a lot of this. Yeah.
Okay, and we'll see what happens with all of that. Now, the other thing is, with the Cuban situation, They keep talking about AOC and some of the things going on there. She mentioned a situation which I told you about a little while ago, and the comment that was made was that she, let's see here, she finally came out, made a statement about Cuba. It sounds familiar. They were supporting the socialist communists that were there, and they talked about this as merely a protest. It's not a, you know, it wasn't like a thing for freedom or anything like that.
Well, part of what Ocasio-Cortez is talking about is what she terms an absurdly cruel U.S. policy towards Latin Americans vis-a-vis the embargo against Cuba. She says she's completely against the Biden administration continuing the embargo against Cuba. So, again, Captain, this is the kind of thing. Somehow the U.S. has this big role in the suffering of the Cuban people. When at this, especially at this point in history, we should see so many people in the American government. Now, I know she's very far left, Democrat, socialist, can't expect this from her. But at this point, this is one of those times that if we had unity on this, we could make a real difference in the lives of millions of Cubans in order to be able to find freedom finally. This is a big deal. And to go along like this is just, again, kind of showing exactly what AOC is all about.
Now, Black Lives Matter reacted to all of this stuff, saying that the Cubans are engaging in pro-freedom demonstrations by praising the communist Cuban regime that oppresses its own people. And Marco Rubio made a comment. He would help all the Black Lives Matter people who want to go to Cuba to go.
Yes. Well, see, that's, you almost kind of think like that, right? Because, again, you have these kinds of radical ideas. And, again, I think it's important to remember, it's not about getting rid of racism or any of these kinds of things that we hear about. It's about power. And when it comes to a communist regime that is being protested by the people that it's suppressing, and then Black Lives Matter makes these kinds of statements, well, once again, we know exactly where they're coming from then.
Uh-huh. All right. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. I'm just waiting for the music to come up in my ear, and here it comes right now. So I'm going to put Kyle on hold, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And remember, this program is all about you, we the people, and that's what we do here. It's all about we the people and what we do to keep America the greatest place on the planet Earth to be. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We've got lots to talk about tonight. Lots to talk about.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Sound like a professional announcer there, and I'll have to mention that to the professional announcer guy when I talk to him in a minute. But this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, you all know that I've had problems with my left foot and my left ankle and leg, and I just had a procedure done on it to try to help me with that, and I'm hoping that it will work. 20 years of suffering is enough. But because of that, I've been taking an all-natural product called Relief Factor. Now, they asked me if I wanted any painkiller to go along with what they had done, and I said, nope. They said, I'm all set. They said, well, what are you going to take? I said, Relief Factor, and if I need anything else, I'll take some Aleve. So far, to cut the pain, I've been taking Relief Factor. But it also keeps the swelling down in my ankle and leg and foot. And that's because it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and also alleviates pain by going right to the source or eliminates it altogether, whichever. And it's 100% drug-free. No drugs in it at all. That's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of the key enzymes and proteins you need in your body anyway. And it supports healthy joints and muscles and the re-healing process, too. Now, it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. Gets it all going. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website to go to. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go there. Check it out. All you got to lose is pain. And Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle, that was a great liner you made.
Well, I appreciate that. I love doing it. It's my honor to do that. Absolutely.
Yes, indeedy. And by the way, our little friend is still trying to message me back and forth.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, you know, Governor Ron DeSantis has got a website. There's a reelection website. I think it's DeSantis for Governor or something like that. But he's selling a product on it that says choose freedom over fascism on his shirts and on the hats and this, that, and the other. And I've been hearing nothing but a bunch of griping and moaning and bitching from the Democrats because he urges the conservatives to have a backbone and start showing your allegiance.
Well, sure. Isn't that what we do in the political, marketplace? Isn't that what we're supposed to do? And to hang a title on it, call it Fauciism, doesn't that seem about, right? It's pretty descriptive. We saw Dr. Fauci go from pretty much a relative unknown government employee, although making a boatload of money, evidently, to basically, such national prominence. And every word that comes out of his mouth is, for at least the news media, is the gospel truth. So, I think it's fair game.
Now, there's something very interesting going on right now with this Haitian president assassination. There's a United States security firm that seems to be involved in this to the tune of asking for some $800+ million to do whatever it was they needed to do to get rid of the president and do some other things there in Haiti. Now, their plot was thwarted, even though they did kill the president. And we're starting to find out a little bit about it. This security firm happens to be an American security firm, which apparently has done some things nefariously in the past.
Yes, that's what we're hearing. And evidently, this is unfolding, obviously, with the assassination, but evidently one of these people that was arrested in connection, may have been a part of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, was an asset of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency. So there's going to be quite a trail to follow here. Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. And, the other thing is, with this type of situation, it's going to be interesting to see how long this goes on until we start to hear something. Now, while Biden's doing very little down there, and we need to mention this, Florida boat owners are now running supplies to Cubans fighting for freedom. Now, the reports coming from the ship-to-shore frequencies that I'm listening to and the shortwave and the amateur radio frequencies that I'm able to hear, on my end at least, you can hear the boats hailing each other out as to, meeting each other offshore and that sort of thing. But the actual transmissions on the mainland are being blocked by the Cuban military. So you can't hear what's going on shore. You can only hear what's going on offshore.
Well, that's right. And, Captain, I think that there's a difference here, obviously, between what the general U.S. policy is about an embargo against Cuba and those who are actually trying to help those in Cuba in their not only their protests, but in trying to give them supplies and help because they're looking for freedom. So I think that's, we're talking about two different things there. So it's not violating the idea of the embargo, which is an economic sanction, basically. But this also points up, and I think this is very important to mention, it points up that in a communist regime like Cuba, they do everything they can in order to isolate the people, and they'll do things like jam the transmissions and this kind of thing. Because, again, one of the hallmarks is you can't leave. We got you. We are going to keep you here. And it's so important. And for those who are going against the U.S. government policies and criticizing the U.S. and all that, they've got it all backwards.
Well, they forgot to tell the Democrats that in Texas.
Yeah, right.
Because yesterday the Democrats in Texas were told by the Speaker of the House in Texas that he was renting a plane and it was going to land in Washington, D.C., and they better be on the plane and be on their way back to Texas, because if not, not only were they going to lose their per diem that they're supposed to be getting paid each day, but they're also going to be arrested when they do come back to Texas.
Right. Well, again, this is a big stunt. It is political theater. They're not doing their jobs. They are not representing, because they'll say,
and they're getting paid to sit in their duff up there and do nothing.
Well, that's right. And you'll hear things like, well, we're just representing our constituency. But your constituency...
$221 a day is what they're getting.
Yeah, yeah. But the constituency elected them to go and represent at the state capitol, not in Washington, D.C., and not to run away. So again, in this day and age, somehow they'll somehow be hailed as some kind of amazing heroes or something.
Well, they're being called that.
Yeah, they are. But in reality, what they're doing is they're not engaging in the very system that they tout. And so that's where their loyalties lie.
Well, this is not going to happen to them. It's not going to work out the way that they think. By the way, that individual's still messaging. They're not going to have it work out the way that they think because of the fact that they're under an emergency session right now, and the rules change in that, and they're actually passing some legislation or have passed some legislation.
Well, right, and again, what they're looking to do is to, I think, try to make this into a major national story. They're fighting for voter rights, this kind of thing, when in reality, this isn't about taking away the right to vote for anybody under any circumstances. And, Captain, again, the fact that it's such a theatrical maneuver, it means that they got nothing. Then stand and fight it, you know, or make your case and see, and that's what we're supposed to do in this country. But they're just pulling a stunt.
Now, Mitch McConnell said that President Biden flipped on the anti-abortion Hyde Amendment, and he's warning the administration to stop spiraling away way to the left and start paying attention to what they're supposed to be doing. But he also blasted them for their wild $3.5 trillion spending bill, saying the Dems do not have a mandate to introduce socialism to this country.
Well, they don't. And the argument could go something like this. Well, if everybody votes to be socialist, then we'll just be socialist. That's not how it works, by the way. But the thing about the Hyde Amendment, yeah, that's right. Senator McConnell was saying that Joe Biden, for almost an entire career, was a reliable supporter of Hyde protections. But
this, and the KKK.
Well, yes, that's
Robert
too.
Byrd.
Yeah, that's right. Well, but it sort of begs the question. Remember that old sitcom from the 80s, Who's the Boss? Well, you got to wonder who's the boss here at the White House, because again, it's like suddenly Joe Biden is just a mouthpiece for all these far left, unbelievably far left ideas that are not in sync with the American people. And so, again, they're going a bridge too far. I think they've gone about 10 bridges too far already.
All right. And here's some interesting news. The White House says that 20,000 Afghan interpreters right now are asking for U.S. asylum, and they got till the end of the month to get their papers in and get it done. They better get this done. They better figure out a way to get this done. If not, it's going to come back to bite Biden right square in the ball, and you know what?
That's right.
All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Los Angeles County will once again require masks indoors, even for people who are vaccinated. Public health officials say there's a spike in cases of COVID-19. The White House is now pushing back against tech companies for allowing coronavirus misinformation to spread.
We've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy said COVID misinformation is a serious public health threat. During a White House meeting between President Biden and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, the president said the two pledged to work closely together in the continued battle against the virus.
We need to fight COVID-19 pandemic everywhere to strengthen global health security for tomorrow, so we're ready for the next pandemic.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I'd be happy to. Now, this portion of the program is sponsored by MyPillow and Mike Lindell. And I was talking yesterday with executive assistant, and she told me that Mike is now changing the game with his 6-piece towel set. That's right. Remember I told you about the towel set I bought, and it was so great? Well, I'm going to buy another set right now, and here's why. This set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel that you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths, typically retailing for $109.99, but for a limited time, you can get this set for the record low price of all time, $39.99, with the promo code CAPTAIN. That's right, you save $70 on this towel set. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, too. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials to get this insanely low price of $39.99 on the towel set. Now, you'll find deep discounts on other MyPillow products as well. Just enter the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459 for these great radio specials. Again, the promo code CAPTAIN, The telephone number 800-641-5459 on MyPillow.com. Check out those towels. $70 savings. The biggest reduction in price ever on those towels. All right, Kyle, you need towels?
Yeah, well, actually, I was just talking to somebody earlier today, and they mentioned to me, they said they're looking and they want to get the towel set. And I said, yep, you can do that.
Listen to that.
Code Captain.
Listen to that. You can save $70. Now's the time to get it.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's go back to what we were talking about. This strange case involving Molly Tibbetts, a young girl that was apparently kidnapped and murdered by this illegal that was in the country. They've now got a new witness that's come forward and said that this was all about a sex trafficking case where, yes, they kidnapped her. Yes, they took her to a house. It was a trap house. And, yes, the people that were there, the sex traffickers were the ones that killed her, not this guy. He was involved, but he wasn't the principal. So it appears they may reopen the case. It's not sure if they will or not, but they may.
Yes, exactly. Now, yeah, this person who was thought to be responsible, they at least up to this point, was expected to get life in prison with no parole. But they may, that was delayed, we understand, as the new witnesses have been brought forward. And, of course, Tibbetts was 20 years old when she disappeared in July of 2018.
Do you know who Randy Weingarten is?
It kind of rings a bell, yeah.
Teachers Union President.
Oh, right. Okay.
All right. Go. Well, here we go. Liar, liar, pants on fire, because the Teachers Union President, Randy Weingarten, backpedaled after claiming our governor, our Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, would cause millions to die in Florida. What a moron.
Millions to die. Well, yeah, that seems a little extreme in that sense, yes.
Well,
it does seem a little bit.
It was because of our mask policy.
Well, that, yeah, exactly. And by the way,
yeah,
you've got California.
By the way, is right.
L.A. County instituting a new, and it's been 1 month, Captain, since the reopening and the mask thing went away. But in L.A. County, if you go inside, anywhere inside, whether you've been vaccinated or not, you got to wear a mask again starting Saturday night. And, but obviously the numbers in Florida don't even begin to back up any of this kind of outlandish claim.
Here's what I want to know. I want to know if the 1,000 cases a day that they're now getting, that's what the cases are up to, if they're mostly illegals.
You mean in Los Angeles County?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, what they're saying is that it's a lot of people who are not vaccinated. These are the individuals who are evidently getting sick.
Is it the new strain they're getting?
They are getting sick with the Delta variant I think, a large part of that. But the cases were up, I think, to 1,500, I think, in the last day or so. It's amazing. It's a huge jump from where it was a month ago when you had about 200 people getting sick, thereabouts. So this is simply going to cause a lot of problems, obviously, for retailers, restaurateurs, and so forth, who are just now starting to emerge out of the mask mandate. How long this will go on for, and whether or not counties, surrounding counties like Orange County, California, for example, that might follow suit pretty quick. They followed very quickly on the initial recommendations a few weeks ago.
Okay, well, very quickly, I'm going to go to the telephone line, and we're going to bring in Todd from Tampa. So, Todd from Tampa, 60 seconds of fame. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. It's not fame. It's what are you going to do for this country? What are you going to do for standing up for righteousness and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Okay, you don't have to... Why, answer me this, why is the left so adamant about you getting a vaccine? If I go somewhere and I go to a restaurant, I assume nobody has taken the vaccine, but I don't have the right under the Constitution of the United States to make you go do anything, nor do I have the right to tell you gotta stay in your house while I'm making $200,000 a year as a governor with all the perks and you can't go to work. I don't have the right in the Constitution, okay? So you could tell the Third Reich and Pfizer and the WHO and Fauci, shut up, Fauci. Okay, we have a constitution. Okay, and we have the right to do whatever the freak we want to do when we want to do it as American citizens. That's the bottom line, and that's the answer. And that's what you don't get on Rush Limbaugh. You only get it here on The Captain. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right, and what he's talking about is the CDC came out and issued guidelines that if you had the vaccine, you didn't have to wear a mask, right?
That's right. Yeah.
California is now saying, mask or not, you've all got to wear masks.
That's right. So far in L.A. County, but it could likely spread, depending on these numbers, obviously. But it's a lot of people in this area, Captain, they see it as a direct step backward.
Well, it is, and somebody's going to sue the county for doing that, and somebody's going to win.
Yeah, I would think so. It's a very, very volatile subject, and people who have gone and gotten the vaccine, they do feel that they've done their part. So perhaps part of this is saying, well, a lot of people may lie, you know, they got the vaccine and go on without a mask into an area where it says, please wear a mask if you're not vaccinated. But still, a lot of people feel they've already done their part.
Yeah. Now, something else here. The Attorney General, Biden's Attorney General, Mr. Garland, just overturned Jeff Sessions, the first Attorney General under Donald Trump's opinion, which allows now immigration judges to pause deportation proceedings. Jeff Sessions had opened them up so that they would actually wind up not only having proceedings, but deporting the people that were here illegally.
Yeah, well, this would put the kibosh on getting people deported then, what we would think.
Well,
because they'll never be heard to
yeah, because,
at least for a while.
Because
yeah.
Now they're going to be here, and that's it, and you, whether you like it or not, they're here to stay.
That's right. And again, it seems as though the administration is just moves in this direction, and practicality you know goes out the window. It doesn't really matter who it doesn't matter how what kind of impact this may have. And so is it just virtue signaling, especially because they know the midterms are coming, in the sense that they're doing very badly in the polls? People aren't liking a lot of what's coming out of the Biden administration, so are they trying to shore it up a little bit?
All right. Yesterday, Joe Biden hailed the expanded child tax credit payments as historic. Here's what he had to say, along with the Vice President Kamala Harris, who was right there with him.
As payments of up to $300 per child started hitting millions of bank accounts, the president called it an historic day.
It's one of the largest ever single tax cuts for families with children.
He said the child tax credits are welcome benefits for middle-class families.
And you'll get this payment on the 15th of every month for the rest of this year.
Mr. Biden said the payments are expected to reduce child poverty rates, and he's pushing for an extension of the program. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, the $300 is going into a bank account for the family, correct?
That's right, yeah, the parent.
Now,
yeah.
Here's the problem with all of this. That $300 doesn't mean it's going to be spent on anything to do with education for the child.
That's right. There's no way to know.
If you got a family that's got an alcoholic in it, they're going to buy booze. If you got a family that's got a drug addict in it, they're going to buy drugs. If you got a family that's in it that needs the money to try to pay their rent, they're going to pay their rent. It's not going to go for anything related to the education of the child.
That's unfortunately true. That's
yeah,
right.
And think about that, folks. Think about that. It's just another ripoff. All right, hold on there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. Don't go anywhere. We will return.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Don and Donna. And by the way, Don manages star coaches. Those are the big movie star coaches that go around hauling the country western groups and sometimes rock groups and politicians and this, that, and the other. When you see the big coaches pulling in, the Prevost coaches, a lot of those are star coaches, and that's Don Newen's company. So when you see those, say howdy, howdy. They were down in Sarasota for the event down there with President Trump. I was up on the bus having a good old time. And hello to Steve and hello to Danny. Those are the drivers on that bus. Hope you guys are doing good. Okay, the pilots and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And don't forget, It's all about the roads and the highways. But right now, we're going to make it all about a little bit of music. So here we go with a little Rod Stewart. Kyle, when was that around?
Well, I think that goes back to 1977, I think, for Hot Legs.
Okay, because they got the old-style haircuts.
Yep.
And they were just getting to it, with just like Sonny Pruitt, if you know what I mean.
Right.
All right, well, that's one of those songs that just never grows old, ever, and it's got a heck of a beat to it. So anybody that was even thinking about dozing off, they're done now. All right, here we go. Flash flooding and heat threats will exist into the weekend. Now, heavy rain may result in flash flooding from the Central Plains all the way into New England from Friday through Saturday. Flash flooding will also be possible in the southwest through the weekend. Excessive heat is forecast in portions of the Middle Atlantic on Friday and Northern Rockies and High Plains this weekend into next week. And we've still got some really bad, poor, stagnant air hanging around Minnesota up there from the Twin Cities across I-94 North all the way to Duluth and all the way to Moorhead and the Canadian border. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're watching, of course, this evening and this morning, I should say, in southern Arizona, New Mexico, flash flood watches. And in Flagstaff, Arizona, a state of emergency was declared in Coconino County as they continue to have some pretty significant flooding. In fact, there's some video that's making its way around of a car going down the street.
More than one car. Several cars and a truck, too, that went right down the street.
That's right. Just with these massive floodwaters. So so our friends in Flagstaff definitely are in the thick of it. That flash flood watch continues down to Phoenix, also Tucson, and over into western New Mexico. So you want to be very careful there as well. Up in northern California, actually really southern Oregon, we've got air quality alert going on there. The Jack and Bootleg fires continuing with the smoke that's in that area. Also, over in eastern Montana tonight, excessive heat watch. For example, Billings, Montana could see triple-digit heat over the next 2 or 3 days at least. So it's obviously a very, very important situation there. Fire weather watch tonight and this morning, I should say, in Wyoming, in northwestern Wyoming and down to the southern border with Utah. Now, this is an interesting situation because you've got some thunderstorms that are brewing there, but the area has been very dry, so that means you could get lightning strikes and fires can result from that. So that's why there's a fire weather warning there. Also a fire weather warning, dry conditions over near Boise, Idaho tonight as well, Captain.
Now, going down to Kansas is where our weather first starts to create a problem. The northwestern corner of Kansas along I-70, we have got some fog and some poor air conditions there that are causing for some low visibility, low clouds. And the southern part of Kansas tonight, about halfway across Kansas to the south, over into Missouri, you've got rain, you've got flooding, you've got flood watches. It's also in the northern part of Oklahoma. If you're coming out of Oklahoma City, I-44 is going to take you up to Joplin. You're going to be in rain almost all the way with flood watches and warnings there to boot. Missouri right now, you've got a whole bunch of flood watches and warnings around the state. Columbia and then to the west side of Missouri and then to the east side of Missouri over by St. Louis. You've got a flood warning over in that area right now. But yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, in Iowa, which is quiet right now, they had 12 tornadoes touch down, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Wow.
In Iowa today.
Holy smoke. And then, like I said, up there in Minnesota, north of I-94, north of the Twin Cities, all the way up to Duluth, all the way over to Moorhead and Fargo, you've got a very poor quality alert. There might be some poor visibility tonight with the droopy clouds and that look that it gets when it's like that. Moving over into the northeast, in southern New York, you've got a high heat warning along the Hudson Valley. You've had a high heat warning in Jersey, down into Delaware, and up into the northeastern section of Maine tonight, from Bangor all the way to Nova Scotia along I-95, a dense fog advisory. So be careful up there. And we've had some rain, of course, with the fog in the mix there, too, but nothing like what they had last week when they had the storm go up through there. And when you come down into the south right now, everything looks fairly decent in the south, except I can tell you there's been some really big-time afternoon thunderstorms down here in the state of Florida, so that's been keeping everybody on their toes down here. Now, Kyle, we do have the pilot in Flying J, and we do have the Drivers Club that we want everybody to become a member of, because if you're not, you should be, because at any pilot, at any Flying J, you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, but more important than that, you'll get a points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store, and it adds up quickly. You can use that just like a deduction off your bill. You can use it to buy things in the driver's store catalog, and I certainly would recommend it to anybody that's out there on the road a lot.
Absolutely. And when you join the Drivers Club, don't forget to download the My Rewards Plus app, and that will allow you to track your points, get more savings, and really up the convenience level for that. So don't forget to do that, pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, pardon me. And one of my friends that drives a little small delivery truck that goes all over the state of Florida delivering different things, he told me, he said that he joined the pilot and the Flying J, the Drivers Club, because even though he's a gasoline truck and he only takes 20 gallons at a time, he's getting some points. And he said something about he got triple the points to begin with for a while.
Wow. That's,
on fuel.
That is very cool. Yes. Well, that sounds pretty good. And we know that pro drivers, they can earn up to 4 points per gallon after only six fills.
He is a pro driver, but he's driving a small truck. He's driving like a delivery van going around. It's one of those, what do they call it, expedited delivery things?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on. Folks, we're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We shall return with the top of the hour, after the top of the hour news, so don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break, and she's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.